Medjugorje Messages, 1981 to 1984. Do not fear. You will be able to endure everything. You must believe and have confidence in me. A great battle is about to take place, a battle between my son and Satan. Human souls are at stake. I am the Queen of Peace. Do penance for sins. Prayer must become a part of your daily life to permit the true faith to take root. Persevere and you will be rewarded. If you do not have the strength to fast on bread and water, you can give up a number of things. It would be a good thing to give up television because after seeing some programs, you are distracted and unable to pray. You can give up alcohol, cigarettes, and other pleasures. You yourself know what you have to do. The Blessed Virgin does not cease to smile when we pray the Creed. I think that no one has seen her happier than during this prayer. She said it's her favorite prayer and it drives away the devil. If you suffer for a just cause, blessings will be still more abundant for you. Through prayer, one obtains everything. I have come to call the world to conversion for the last time. There is a large number of souls who have been in purgatory for a long time because no one prays for them. Everyone except the sick must fast. Today, many persons go to hell. For the cure of the sick, it is important to say the following prayers, the Creed, Seven Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees, and to fast on bread and water. Invite people to go to confession each month, especially on the first Saturday. Monthly confession will be a remedy for the church in the West. One must convey this message to the West. The more you believe firmly, the more you pray and fast for the same intention, the greater is the grace and the mercy of God. It happens that God permits souls in purgatory to manifest themselves in different ways close to their relatives on earth in order to remind men of the existence of purgatory and to solicit their prayers close to God who is just, but good. The majority go to purgatory, many go to hell, a small number go directly to heaven. You cannot imagine what is going to happen nor what the Eternal Father will send to earth. This is why you must be converted, renounce everything, do penance. Persevere and help me convert the world. Love your enemies, pray for them and bless them. Satan is enraged against those who fast and those who are converted. Some begin to pray and to fast just as they have been told, but they get tired very quickly and thus lose the graces which they have acquired. Increase your prayer and see how it makes you happy. All graces are at your disposal. All you have to do is to gain them. In order to do that, I tell you again, pray. God gives you the grace to defeat Satan. My son suffers very much because the world is not converting. Have all the families consecrate themselves to the Sacred Heart each day. The important thing is to pray to the Holy Spirit so that he may descend on you. When one has him, one has everything. People make a mistake when they turn only to the saints to request something. Begin by calling on the Holy Spirit each day. The most important thing is to pray to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit descends on earth, then everything becomes clear and everything is transformed. When you pray without ceasing and you come in spite of your fatigue, God will give you all that you ask from him. For that, pray. The most important thing in our lives is prayer. There are so many Christians who are no longer faithful because they do not pray anymore. Have them begin again to recite each day at least seven Our Fathers, seven Hail Marys, seven Glory Bees, and the Creed. Above all, abstain from certain television programs. They represent a great peril for your families. After you have seen them, you cannot pray anymore. Give up likewise alcohol, cigarettes, and pleasures of this kind. Whole sections of the church could be cured if the believers would go to confession once a month. To pray to Jesus in moments during the apparitions, you should pray to Jesus, and in these moments of particular grace, don't be distracted. At home, meditate at least half an hour. Pray very much. I desire to permeate you with prayer. You need enthusiasm in your prayer. May you pray in meditation for a long time and fervently. Every morning, say the prayer of consecration to the Heart of Mary. Do it in the family. Recite each morning the Angelus, five Our Fathers, Hail Marys, and Glory Bees in honor of the Holy Passion, and a sixth one for the Holy Father, the Pope. Then say the Creed and the prayer to the Holy Spirit, and if it is possible, it would be well to pray a rosary. With prayer, your body and soul will find peace. As soon as Mass is ended, people are in a hurry to leave the church. This is not good. That way they will never be able to give themselves completely. Pray and fast. I desire to live in your hearts. You can become humble only through prayer and fasting. My children, pray. The world has been drawn into a great whirlpool. It does not know what it is doing. It does not realize in what sense it is sinking. It needs your prayers so that I can pull it out. I need your prayers so that I can pull it out of this danger. Know that I love you. I hold all of you on my knees. All agitation comes from Satan. Your prayers should lead to peace. Pray each day the Come Holy Spirit prayer and the Angelus. Pray as much as you can. Pray however you can, but pray more always. Each of you could pray even 4 hours a day. Place yourselves permanently in a state of spirit bathed in prayer. Always pray before your work and end it with a prayer. If you do this, God will bless you and your work. When you pray, you must feel more. Prayer can teach you how to cry. When you go to Mass, your trip from home to church should be a time of preparation for Mass. Do not leave the church without an appropriate act of thanksgiving. The most important thing in the spiritual life is to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, then peace will be established. When that occurs, everything changes around you. Receive all that the Lord offers you. Do not have your hands paralyzed and do not repeat, "Jesus, give me," but open your hands and take everything that the Lord offers you. I am always present when the faithful are adoring. Special graces are then being received. During Lent, honor the wounds of my son. I am calling you to perseverance in trials. Consider how the Almighty is still suffering today on account of your sins. So when suffering comes, offer them up as a sacrifice to God. Make reparation for the wound inflicted on the heart of my son. That heart is offended by all kinds of sins. Sympathize with me. Pray, pray, pray. I have chosen you in a special way, just the way you are. I, the mother, love you all, and in any moment that is difficult for you, do not be afraid. Please do not let my heart weep with tears of blood because of the souls who are lost in sin. Pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on your families and on your parish. Pray and you shall not regret it. God will give you gifts by which you will glorify him to the end of your life on this earth. Pray for the Holy Spirit to inspire you with the spirit of prayer so you will pray more. Without prayer, there is no peace. Therefore, I say to you, dear children, pray at the foot of the cross for peace. Fast and pray with the heart. Every evening, pray the rosary. Be assured, dear children, that God loves you and therefore he tests you. You just always offer up your burdens to God and do not be anxious. Read the Bible every day. Let your prayer take the first place in your families. Pray to the Holy Spirit for enlightenment. If you only knew how great are the graces God is granting you, you would be praying without ceasing. No, you don't know how to love, and you don't know how to listen with love to the words I am saying to you. By means of the cross, God is glorified through every person. Without love, you will achieve nothing. Let your hearts keep on being happy.